Well, the second salvo, the first one was raising $1.5 million for his reelection campaign. That was the first one. But this is it. I'm not to sound too jaded, but I'm learned about this, I think. He is reinventing himself big time. He's learned that when he came in with the Tea Party and signing his budget over to the villages and all, and cutting public education, all that stuff, even on immigration now. He was, remember when he ran, he was, boy, we've got to do something about immigration. Now it's like, well, let's look at it from the Chamber of Commerce's position. So there's something happening. It might be an epiphany. It might be since the last elections. But listen to the Senate President and the Speaker of the House. Every time I hear them talk about education reform is number one. Ethics reform. This Republican leadership, ethics reform is number two. Election reform. I mean, if you look at what they're talking about, it almost is a Democratic agenda. And they're driving this now. Again, have they gotten read the tea leaves, have an epiphany since the last election, going to the middle of the road, getting more practical? Whatever the reasons you might put out there, the legislature is driving this issue. And the governor needs to basically, it's what Lou and I said, I think, when he got elected, follow the legislature and you'll stay out of trouble in most cases.
Yeah, and, you know, reinventing yourself when you were wrong isn't bad. I mean, seriously, I think it takes a lot to say, geez, this didn't work. I thought I could run it like a business. I can't. I've got to learn how to deal with the legislature and work with them. And I've got to look at the issues that people want and the legislatures want. So,
Lou, you got this one little thing under called constituencies.
Yeah.
Plural.
Plural. That's right. So I admire him for what he's doing and the way he's trying to do it. I think it's I think he's got a shot to succeed, which I wouldn't have said about a month or so ago. Yeah.
And you talk about reading the tea leaves and the fact that he came in, I suppose, on a wave of Tea Party support. Can he stand without the Tea Party? Is the Tea Party now not really a factor for his re-election?
I don't think the Tea Party, it depends where you are. The Tea Party is very effective in certain areas in certain states, but it isn't all over. It isn't like in Florida they control the entire state.
No.
So
the Tea Party is becoming decaffeinated in Florida, one. And, you know, getting back to the governor, there's another old saying in politics, if you're getting run out of town, get in front of the crowd so it looks like you're leading a parade. The governor was being run out of town. He's now trying to get in front of the parade.
I want to ask you mentioned ethics reform, and Florida House leaders, as you know, unveiling campaign finance reform at the moment. The bill phases out political committees that can collect.
FCC, is there FCE or whatever they are?
Indeed. They can collect unlimited campaign contributions, but they can't expressly advocate for candidates, and it also puts new limits on campaign contributions and how candidates can use surpluses after an election. So is it a good bill, do you think?
It is. May I, Lou?
Sure.
It is a very good bill. I have to applaud. I don't want to make either one of them nervous. But
see, I knew he was going to say something nice. It's so rare that he took me back.
the Senate President and Mr. Weatherford, the Speaker of the House. But the ethics reform package that they're proposing is very good. To this extent, right now under Florida law, if I run for office, you can give me $500 in primary, $500 in general, and it all gets disclosed. You know who's supporting me and why they're supporting me in most cases. But when you have these committees of continuing existence, these CCEs were created by a number of legislators, created them. They went out and raised unlimited amounts of money, $25,000, $100,000 from any major corporation. And then they would turn around and give that money out as a PAC to the candidates they wanted to win. But that really dilutes the influence of the individual voter. It's very good. Any time you can restrict the amount of money or increase the transparency as to who is given and why, so the public benefits from that and the voters benefit, that is a good thing. This is a good thing.